Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Melissa Ford, a.k.a. The Curve Queen, and you are listening to Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored.
What's up? It's your boy, Giovanni. Hold on.
What's with the extra shit, dude?
Hey, I got to add a little riff, an extra riff there.
You know what? Whatever. Okay, we got Zoe Williams in the house. Hey,
what up, Zoe?
Hey, what's happening? The voice of reason sometimes.
Yes,
I'm in the building.
Oh, yes, yes. So we're doing a little bit of cross promotion here at Dash. And, this show is going to air on Valentine's Day. And who better to have in the studio but the relationship expert?
Than my light-eyed brother, Zoe.
Light-eyed brother Gio.
Thank you.
Zoe and Gio. Wow.
Yes, sir.
All right. We in the building. Let's do it.
Yes, yes. So keeping in line with Valentine's Day, I'm wondering if you guys, well, Gio, I know you ain't got no plans, but Zoe, do you?
Wow.
That's hilarious.
Do you have any plans? Because I have a suggestion for you. We have just signed on with Blue Apron, which I'm really excited about because Blue Apron is literally like the leading meal kit delivery service in the U.S. And I'm excited about I love whenever I get a Blue Apron box because I like to cook. Mm-hmm. But having to go to the grocery store sometimes stresses me the hell out because I always forget something. I forget the pink Himalayan salt. I forget the oregano.
It does.
Because I can throw down in the kitchen. Don't get it twisted.
We talking about the seasonings. We not even talking
about the food,
meat.
Right?
Jesus.
Okay. Well, anyways, I like Blue Apron because it comes like all the ingredients and then you just get to, you know, cook. And for me, cooking is very cathartic. You know, I get to think and stuff like that. So, you know, we're offering a code to our listeners.
Dope. And
yeah, exactly. So if you want to cook for your girl, you want to cook for your man, Blue Apron is treating Hollywood Unlocked listeners to $30 off your first order if you visit blueapron.com/unlocked. So y'all take advantage because it's really dope. I love it. You know, it takes all the guesswork out of cooking. Mm-hmm. And like they have like some really like dope food. Like here, this is one of their meals: spicy chicken and stir fried vegetables with jasmine rice.
Oh,
I'm so hungry right now. It's not even funny.
I can't tell you the last time I had a home cooked meal.
Man. We're gonna get to that a little bit later. that might be your own doing, motherfucker.
Exactly. Okay.
Strip steak and potatoes with spicy maple and collard greens and soy glazed Korean rice cakes with broccoli and soft boiled eggs. That sounds like breakfast, actually. Mm.
Sounds like hungry. That's what it sounds like.
Sounds like hungry. Yeah, yeah.
Single.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, it's perfect if you're single because it takes the guesswork out of, like, you know, having to go to the grocery store and be like, oh my God, you know, I like it. So all y'all get to benefit from our little situation with Blue Apron now. Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is coming up. How excited are you about that, Zoe? Because
I'm not really excited. I don't really care about Valentine's Day.
No.
Yeah. It's really stupid. It's just stupid. It's dumb. It's just a lot of pressure to love. It's dumb.
Yeah.
I look forward to Valentine's Day when I'm in a relationship. I love Valentine's Day. I do. Mm. It gives me a chance to really get creative and go all out and really put a smile on somebody's face. You know, this is the first Valentine's Day I think I've been single.
Ever?
Yeah.
You're like a monkey. You don't let go of one branch till you grab the hold to it.
But I'm
right?
I'm the coolest monkey in the jungle, though.
Oh, no. We're not even going to do that. We're not going there.
She's George.
No, but yeah, this is the first Valentine's Day. Yeah, this is the first one.
She called you a lemur.
A lemur.
Don't let this shit happen to you, man.
It's all good. It's all good.
Okay, well, let's check in with what you guys did this past weekend. Super Bowl weekend just happened.
Boo.
Yeah, you should be booing because you lost.
I lost.
He's a Patriots fan.
Yeah. Hey, are you a fan or you just guessed that they were going to win?
I'm a fan of the Patriots.
Are you a bandwagoner?
Okay. Nah, I've been a fan of Patriots since last year.
Bandwagoner.
Totally.
It's clear.
Yeah, totally.
This nigga has no direction.
No, I'm a Titans fan.
It's a rudderless life.
I love the Titans. I love the Titans. But
Titans.
Yeah. So you won, Melissa. Okay.
I did not guess the correct score. I guessed 24 to 21. It was a lot higher than that. It was mm-hmm. the final score was 41 to 33. It was
like
a whole lot of offense, not a lot of defense going on that field. But it was a really good game. It was excellent.
Well, the Patriots are known for coming back from deficits, and they almost did it again.
Mm. Almost.
Yeah, almost, but not quite enough.
Fortunate, yeah. I didn't watch the game.
You didn't?
No.
Why not?
I hadn't watched any NFL games all season long.
Oh, no. I hadn't either. I mean, like, Trump really, you know, like, that was a whole wet game blanket itself, situation.
Right. Yeah.
I had zero interest in watching this season whatsoever, but it was just, the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl with the Patriots. Like, I was like, what happened?
Right.
Okay, well, I was
quite pleased that the Eagles beat them. But, yeah, so I didn't watch any games.
I was surprised that Tennessee got so far got into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because usually they're like, what, 2-13?
Well, shit, people want that bowl, man.
She's coming for you right now.
Nah.
Sorry, 2-13. Sorry, Titans fans. I'm sorry. Jesus. I'm not shading. I'm just speaking the
She's
truth.
She's saying you guys are prolific facts. Losers.
I'm just, I did, losers. I did.
That's really
think,
what she said.
I did think that it was a little fixed when I saw that Minnesota was, you know, got a little far into the playoffs as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I
give
like,
Minnesota news from Ski. He says they're pretty good.
They're decent, but I just hadn't seen them like get that close to
in
you
years.
Know the championship games in a really long time. And I was like, okay, so the Super Bowl is happening in Minnesota, Minnesota Vikings. Oh, and it seemed a little rigged.
A little setup.
A little setup.
Well, I got you.
A little setup, but anyways, okay. So anyways. Justin Timberlake performed the halftime show.
Boo.
So did you get a chance to see clips of that?
I saw clips
on social
of that
media?
And it's just disrespectful. Can we just say it? Can we just call it what it is?
Please go ahead.
It's cultural appropriation.
People are definitely making an argument for that.
Just come on. Like you're a Michael Jackson fan, Justin.
Yeah. That's
Let's
clear.
Just be honest. That's clear. You're you're an MJ fan.
Yes.
As
when your
are.
First album dropped, you were on the cover of Rolling Stone,
mm-hmm.
labeled the new king of pop.
Wow.
Mike was still alive, by the way.
Right.
And now all of a sudden you doing Prince?
Right.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Against the family's wishes or no, against
wishes.
I think the family's got some bread. And let that thing go through.
Well, in 1998, Prince said that he wouldn't have wanted like a hologram tribute made to him.
Thought it was demonic.
He thought it was demonic, exactly. Yeah. So it was a little presumptuous.
Listen, white people are good at getting their way, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, we want Prince.
Yeah.
Listen, we're already down this road.
Yeah.
We already put the order in.
There's no coming back.
Yeah.
We've got the deal on the table. We just take it.
I was just bored. You know, I got a lot of friends that was background dancing for them. I was happy for them, but I was kind of bored. I didn't really thoroughly. It didn't do nothing for me. It wasn't like that Michael, mm-hmm. that Bruno Mars, Beyonce year performance or that Lady Gaga year performance.
Right.
Like, you know, but good try, Justin. I love you. I love you. Half your album.
What?
I love half your new album.
His new album's trash, too.
Really? I haven't heard it yet.
I have to go into my A&R days. It's garbage.
Okay. I'll listen to it.
Yes, it's garbage.
I'll probably like smoke a joint and listen to it.
You're going to need it. Make sure there's a lot of THC involved in order to enjoy that shit.
That's how I have to like listen to new music because I just have to like kind of, you know, mm-hmm. just let it wash over me like a wave. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So, and apparently I'm going to need a whole big old baggie to get through that album.
Sticky icky.
That's not complete garbage.
Garbage.
I got a strong 6.9.
The performance was at best lackluster. It really.
He had a little gum on his shoe.
Okay. It was so boring.
Why is he at the Super Bowl after pulling out Janet's nipple?
You know what? Let me tell
you
something.
Why did he get the pass?
Let me tell you something. That would have redeemed everything. That would have redeemed
if you'd have brought
him
her out, that would have been great.
If he had brought her out, because it's 2018. At this point, she really can flash a nipple and nobody will bat an eyelash.
But see, here's the thing. You can't have black in your white privilege.
No.
Can't do that.
No.
That'll fuck up your white privilege.
Exactly.
He clearly had the card.
Well,
is it me? I'm sorry.
No. So the Super Bowl is like, it's just a little whitewashed, you know. So yeah. So Super Bowl is going to be in Atlanta, in Hotlanta next year.
Come on. That's
if they don't have Gucci Mane at halftime, it's over.
So Bruno Mars, yeah, Bruno Mars made a comment about that. He basically said, he was like, they should really think about getting like a whole bunch of like rap stars and trap stars to perform the halftime show.
Mm-hmm. Not in Candyland.
I would be here for that.
Yeah.
I would be so here to see Gucci Mane.
Migos.
Migos.
They're not going to do it.
Plies. Like, who else? Future. Just
all that.
Just put them all together.
Bow Wow.
Why not?
Yeah, why
Bow
not?
Bow Wow's Atlanta.
Yeah, why not?
Did you know that
Jermaine Dupri, all of them.
Did you know that the artists don't get paid to perform at the Super Bowl?
Because that's the biggest stage. Yeah,
I just found that out.
Well, in a way, they do get paid.
They do get
paid.
With
the promotion of the album free.
Numbers go up in every, you know, sector of their career.
Meek Mill's Nightmares and Dreams went up 1.4 million.
Streams. Yeah.
While he's in jail, so that's dope.
Yeah. Well, that's good for him. All right.
What else did you do?
What?
You didn't finish your weekend recap.
Oh, Super Bowl, I had a party at a mansion.
You had a party?
That's what she said, Pam.
No, listen why she's making that face, because she just told herself, and guess who wasn't even at that party or got an invite? Your coworker, Giovanni Watson.
You did
fuck that
up. Yeah, you did. You threw a party and didn't invite him? You don't even really like him, do you?
You know
this
what?
Shit ain't even really cool. I'm new to the show, so I'm
really
know.
I love Gio. Okay, so
she don't fuck with you. You do know that.
This is crass.
I didn't get an invite either. She don't fuck with me either. So, I mean,
hold on.
It's cool.
The owner of the house.
No niggas.
But bam.
When he watches you, he watches me.
No, he's watching her.
But the camera comes across my face.
He kind of fast forwards through your part.
I probably knew him.
Just a little bit.
I probably knew him. What was his name?
His name's Lawrence.
I was texting Lawrence on Super Bowl.
That's not true.
Bullshit.
Yes, I was.
This nigga's lying.
No. All right. You know what? You know what?
Anyway.
My weekend recap was cool.
Yes,
I watched Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Shout out to my boy Omar and Duke, who did invite me to their party. Oh, and then Tiana Taylor. Thank you, Tiana, for the invite.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. I'm glad. Did you actually go?
Yes, I went.
Okay, good.
I was drunk as shit. I lost my wallet. I lost my house keys. I lost my ID. I lost.
How?
Let me tell you something. Tiana Taylor throws a party, everybody in that facility was drunk as hell.
Everybody was at my party was shit faced, including me.
But you still got your car keys, your wallet, your license.
I don't lose those
shit.
Things,
I did.
I put them in safe places.
I know I'm going to get fucked up. Let me put this over here. No,
thank
not
you.
Me.
Not trying to lose my phone. Way too many naked pictures and videos.
But it's locked.
There.
The Android is locked. Your Android is locked, right?
Yep.
Are you good?
With my fingerprint.
Are you good?
Yeah.
So what else did I do? I started shooting a show with Michael Blackston.
Good shit.
Called Rich Africans. So I just started yesterday. I go back today.
Congrats, man.
You ain't African.
I play it low.
I'm gonna get massacred. Ooh. I'm gonna get massacred in the comments for that one.
He's African.
I play African. I play his lawyer.
Okay.
I play his lawyer.
Okay.
And I met with my, I'm about to do this partnership collab with this clothing brand called Victor H14.
Good shit.
And we about to come out with some collabo with my name on there, Giovanni Victor H collab.
Huge.
And excellent. Yeah, he's dope.
I like that.
Yeah, he's dope. He's an amazing artist, Victor H14. Check him out.
That's nice.
Yeah, man. And thank you, Miss Ford.
Congratulations.
I love you, man. I'm just out here trying to get some other source of income.
I hear that. You know? I hear that. Another somebody else who deserves congratulations is Kylie Jenner. She gave birth to a baby girl, and so there ends the speculation as to whether or not
she was pregnant. How did she hide that for nine months?
She didn't hide it. We all knew.
I didn't know, because she didn't look pregnant to me.
When did you see her? The girl was like incognito. You barely saw her. There were like these really like sporadic sightings, and then she was really photographed a lot from like the boobs up. And one, the boobs were bigger. Two, I was like, there's no way she ain't being photographed from
titties.
The, you know, titties down titties if she ain't down. Trying to hide something,
titties
you know?
Down.
Titties
so.
Down. That is hilarious.
I like that.
I'm just saying. So she named the baby girl
Stormy. I like the name.
Pause for reaction.
I like the name. I like it.
Clearly
it's better than Chicago.
You're a weirdo.
It's better than Chicago.
Gosh. Mm. Who's the father?
It's Travis Scott.
The trap singer guy?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, they, yeah. Yeah. Keep the black semen flowing.
Pick up the phone. Is that his track?
Pick up the phone.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I like that song.
Me
a lot.
Too. I like the name. You don't like the name, Melissa. You don't like the name.
Stormy.
Chaos.
I like
Rage.
It. Listen, it's worse names out there.
Yeah, no, there definitely is.
It's a nigga somewhere named Aloysius. Okay.
Tylenol, Benadryl, shit like that. All types of shit.
Lamangelo. Orangelo.
Klein Ave.
Right.
AKA Klein Avenue. So it's worse.
Okay. Well, she decided to keep it under wraps because she didn't want to stress the pregnancy and whatnot. But then she released like a montage of, you know, video and pictures from the entire pregnancy. And apparently the world lost their minds. I don't know what I was doing.
They know how to make some money.
I was probably in recovery from Super Bowl.
You got to give them credit for that.
They know how to make some money.
They keep people interested in bullshit.
Yeah, Kim made like just, what, $10 million with the release of her perfume?
Yeah, she's got, it's called Kimoji, Kimoji Hearts. Four perfume, 4 cents. And in about 4 days, she made about $10 million.
That's gangster.
That's a talent. They always say, what's your talent, Kim?
That's a talent.
Making money.
Yeah.
There we go.
Making money and keeping people interested and distracted. Everyone was wondering, why does she keep on posting pictures of, you know, just naked
she's
and stuff
smart.
Like that? Because she was distracting from Kylie's contractions.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. Don't forget these titties. They're here.
That is so dope.
My God. See, you
I
are
just
the,
really
you,
got that whole
You are
scheme.
The audience that they... pull the wool over their eyes. You're that's
have you kid the Kardashians and the Jenners, they're the real life Get Out. That's that real life Get Out.
That's the Get
you
Out.
You mean
get
the
down.
Sunken Place?
The Sunken Place. That's the truth.
That's the real Get
Travis
Down.
Travis Scott
there.
Don't even know who he is no more.
It's over.
He's about to start doing fucking Beethoven music. Listen.
All right. Well, here's a question for both of you. What's the longest time you've kept a secret from someone?
Shit. A year.
A year. What was the secret? Oh. I guess we're not going to find that out.
Did you see that look?
You just shaded me. Yeah.
I know.
What about you, Zo? What's the longest you've ever kept a secret from someone?
I'm not a good secret keeper.
Yeah, me neither.
Because it fucks with me.
Yeah.
And I have to say something about shit.
Yeah.
But I would say like a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Like after a couple of weeks, I'm like, okay, well, fuck it. You need to know about what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
But that's shit.
Actually, no, it's
I
not
was a
year.
Child.
Yeah. Like
the last time months. I kept a secret six from months. Somebody.
Yeah.
6 months. Let me clean it up.
No, it's too late, nigga. You're already
it's no, it's 6 months. I had to think about that. 6 months.
Way too late.
Was it weighing on you?
Yeah, it was.
And then you finally?
No, I didn't.
You got found out. You
got
caught.
I got found out.
Okay, cool.
Out.
Yeah. That's usually how my secrets end.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I get caught.
There's different levels to secrets. It's, you know, somebody's sworn you to secrecy. You can't tell their thing. Or you're up to some fuck
damn,
shit.
It wasn't even 6 months. I think it was about three.
Oh, God. Stop it, Gio.
Stop revising the lie. This is how it... Come on.
I'm really trying to just analyze. Continue on, Miss Ford.
Okay. Well,
edit that out. Just edit all that out.
No, don't edit shit out. Are you running the show? Are you the designated driver?
No, ma'am. Go ahead.
She's about to flex on you.
Go ahead already. Is.
Exactly. Okay. So Matthew Knowles is back in the news because he's writing a book. And it's called Racism from the Eyes of a Child. And I really want to hear your perspective. We're all very light-skinned up in here today.
Are we?
Jeez,
you ain't light-skinned, Melissa.
You're a little mocha.
You borderline. You on the fence looking at light-skinned and dark-skinned.
Don't claim light-skinned.
Yeah, you are not light-skinned. You like a little hash brown honey toast.
No.
Honey toast.
Whoa.
I fuck with that. Hash brown honey toast. That was real.
Look, I would love to claim mocha. I would love to claim it if it was real, but do you know how much tinted moisturizer I'm wearing right now and like
see, that's
bronzer
that shit
and shit?
Do. I don't know.
So, hold on.
That don't count. That's where the sun don't hit.
So
Melissa.
You fake mocha.
Oh,
it's
no,
fine.
No. It's
fine.
I tan like
said
this.
You McDonald's mocha.
I tan like
diet
this.
Mocha. Fuck it then. Okay, cool.
Okay, fine. Listen, I'll take it.
I've never seen you without the bronzer on then because you always look.
No, I've
this.
Seen her without her bronzer. She is rather a little fair skinned. I digress in that. But right now.
Yeah. Okay.
You
so,
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay. I'll take it. I will take it. Okay, so basically Matthew Knowles went on record to say that he believes that things would be different if Beyonce and Solange were not light-skinned. He was promoting his new book in Ebony magazine and said that Beyonce would not be who she is if she were dark-skinned. The interview goes like this. I'm sure you notice similar patterns of colorism once you join the music industry. That's what they asked him.
That's true.
Oh, of course. I challenge my students at Texas Southern to think about this when it comes to black females. Who are the people that get their music played on pop radio? Mariah Carey, Rihanna, the female rapper Nicki Minaj, my kids, meaning Beyonce and Solange. And what do they all have in common? They're lighter skinned. That's going to ruffle a few feathers. He was like, do you think that that's an accident? Of course not. So you get it. What do you think?
Well, he's not making a new argument. I mean, the cosmetic industry, you know, is always lightening and, you know, providing products and, and really don't have products for darker skinned people. I mean, that's a new phenomenon in the cosmetic industry. So I understand the colorism angle, but then what would be his argument for the difference between Beyonce and Solange in terms of success? They're both light skinned.
That's deep.
The argument.
Beyonce's better? More talented?
But Solange has her.
Because you can't just say Solange wouldn't be. She ain't where she's. Nigga.
That's
she's
the same light-skinned, argument between.
And she's the sister of this one.
That's the same argument between Mila J and Jhené Aiko.
True. Yeah. But they're just two really different artists, though. Solange and Beyonce are so different.
Solange gets a shot because she's Beyonce's sister.
I agree.
I would agree with that in the beginning. In the beginning. Now she has definitely carved out her
album
own
was amazing.
Space.
That's because of her sister. And I'll tell you why. She gets a couple of strikes. Whereas the average artist doesn't get those strikes. You get one strike, you're out. Nobody's checking for you anymore. But because you're Beyonce's sister, you get multiple cracks at it. And then you come through with this last one.
Yeah.
And then it's, okay, cool. You finally figured out your rhythm.
Would that be considered nepotism?
How about it?
Yeah.
Beyonce's sister.
Yeah. Okay.
Here we go. She's light-skinned. Finally.
Okay.
That was a good argument. Yeah.
Do you think that Beyonce would be as big of a star if she wasn't as fair-skinned as she is, though? Damn. Do you think that his argument, like, really, really holds water?
It's Beyonce. She could be light-skinned, green, purple, black. People, it's Beyonce. If she's putting out that same body of work and that work effort, I don't think that
We asked this question last week because Alicia Cara won Best New Artist at the Grammys, and everybody was in an uproar because they felt like SZA should have won.
She should have. But this isn't new.
I love Alicia Cara. I think it was more like a timing thing.
I agree.
Yeah, but
you know?
This isn't new for the Grammys.
Yeah.
Off the Wall, Michael Jackson didn't win Album of the Year.
Which was...
It should have.
Okay,
do you remember
this
what
is
won
normal.
That year?
The Bee Gees. Saturday Night Live. Fever. That was big.
That was huge.
That was ginormous, but was it bigger than Off the Wall?
No.
I mean, but...
Off the Wall saved everybody's life at CBS Records.
Off the Wall was... Yes.
Everybody was on their way out.
Yeah.
And that album saved everybody's job.
Okay.
There would be no Sony and Epic and all... Hey.
I love having a historian in the studio with us.
I'm just saying, it's normal. This is normal.
Okay.
Kendrick Lamar should have won, but Bruno Mars won.
But I don't know about that.
Kendrick damn should have won, period.
I don't know about the...
You mean Album of the Year?
Album of the Year. Nah. And you know why? Bruno Mars is a master of remixing and reintroducing shit that's already here.
I concur.
Okay.
The Time, Cameo.
Yes.
Bobby
yes.
Brown.
The yes. 90s. Hey, can we hear what you sound like?
We have heard
your
what he
style,
sound like.
My nigga?
His first two other albums, we've
and
heard what he sound
do
like.
Do we remember those albums?
No, but this
okay,
album.
Okay, cool. And so back
made,
to remixing our shit.
Of course I remember those albums, of course.
I'm just saying, man, Kendrick Lamar is one of those one-in-a-lifetime artists.
Yeah.
I don't believe Bruno Mars is. He's a big pop star. He's talented. But is he as significant?
But if you think about the music that was basically...
It's amazing. I'm not going to lie.
Was basically chosen over the more controversial or socially relevant music like Jay-Z's album and Kendrick's album. They chose... And Alicia Cara being chosen over SZA. They chose fun over substance.
Bubblegum
over substance, absolutely.
And bubblegum is what appeases the masses.
Yeah.
If your music makes me think, it's no longer music. Yeah. It's school now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck are we doing? We taking a final or some shit, nigga?
That's what it is.
Right.
Speaking of Kendrick Lamar, you all have to go watch the All the Stars video with SZA. It is amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of Black Panther. It's
he did the whole, he was over that whole musical project for Black Panther. And the visuals for this video is so inspirational. It's so encouraging.
I can't wait to see that
It's
movie.
Beautiful.
Like, I can't wait to see
Kendrick
that
Lamar
movie.
Is a superstar.
He really is.
Bonafide. You know what? Superstar.
I watched his first Coming Up days, back Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe days, to now you see that growth of like, this motherfucker's a superstar now.
Listen, the first three albums that he dropped arguably are Album of the Year Grammy winners. Mm. And he's been snubbed every time. Come on, man.
Wow.
Watch him give him Grammy Album of the Year for the Grammys on some bullshit.
He needs to start giving the fucking Grammys the finger. Like, for real, for real.
Well,
So who picks the winners for the Grammys? Is it a union of people? Is it the people of us?
It's music industry executives.
Yeah.
Got you.
You know, I did A&R.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall while they do that.
I did A&R for Loud Records. Mm. I did A&R for Maverick Records. And it's just the industry. You'll get the little envelope and they'll just, you check them off.
That's how, wow.
Yeah.
That's it.
So in I've Got Too Much Money, I'm Just Gonna Fucking Burn It news.
That's good.
The CEO of Tesla and the SpaceX program, Elon Musk, has sent a Tesla in a rocket ship to outer space. And
it's orbiting.
And it's orbiting the Earth.
It has a dummy inside of it.
It has a dummy inside of it. Exactly. Thank you very much. And so for all of you flat Earth theorists, all the pictures coming back to Earth are basically proving that y'all are a bunch of fucktards. Sorry.
A fucktard. Let's go into that. What exactly is the anatomy of a fucktard?
Don't that sound racist? That's such a white person cuss word.
Amazing.
You fucking fucktard. Because you know white people just crossbreed.
You've really
words.
Been insulted if you're called a fucktard. You done fuck with somebody.
Our board op. Isn't that a good one?
Yeah. He white. He done used it before. He knew about that when he was 6 months old. Fucktard.
I think my mom's Maybe called shit. Me a fucktard before.
Oh man, fucktard. Yeah. I'm using that.
Yeah. So yes, just that just deserved a mention just because it's in the I Have Too Much Money. It's just re-energized everybody's interest in space. And thinking like, oh, okay, so maybe there will be life on Mars. No.
No, but what's really interesting about Elon Musk, he's cutting edge.
Yeah.
And he's a futurist.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, he's serious about colonizing other planets.
Is this the same? Please, guys, don't.
We won't jump on you. Go ahead.
Is this the same guy that's the Virgin America dude?
What's that's Richard Branson.
Yes. So he's on that Richard
but
Branson
he's also,
shit.
He's ahead of Richard Branson. Okay.
Right.
Because I know he's been trying to go to space.
Richard Branson's probably inspired by Elon Musk.
Gotcha.
In regards to space travel and the possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Right. Gotcha. It's called terraforming.
Yeah.
When you go to another planet. Yeah. Right? Terra is just a fancy, one of the Greek words for Earth. Mm. It's terraforming. So when they want to go to another planet, they want to colonize, they want to terraform it, they want to make it conducive for human life.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's it. And the reality of it is Earth doesn't have resources that are infinite.
No, it doesn't. And we have raped and pillaged the shit out of this planet. Right. Our time is up. Honestly, I have to be honest. So how many kids you got?
I have three.
Three kids.
They're almost grown, by the way. One of them is grown.
So I think to myself, one of the reasons why I'm like so adverse to having kids, other than I'm selfish.
Hey, and there's the key.
At least, no one's half the battle.
Don't give us another excuse.
Yeah.
But that's the reason.
Yeah. But also because I'm afraid for this planet and how much time is left and how can I actually give birth to, progeny that I'm going to leave behind in a planet, like, look what's happening just in terms of natural disasters. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're just getting worse and worse and worse.
Right.
Yeah. It's a telltale sign that time's almost up. The sixth extinction?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
We're
on
in
its
it
way.
Right now.
Yeah, exactly.
We're actually in it.
Yeah. So it's like,
but
YOLO.
That's the extinction level events that have happened at different times in history are actually reset buttons, too.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes motherfuckers got to go.
Yeah.
So they can, so the earth can kind of reboot itself.
Yeah. Yeah. The earth was not meant to be populated by like 7 billion people, and we're on track by 2050 to have like 10 billion people or something like that. The earth was not meant to be populated by that many people. We are not what was intended.
Well, folks, I think the earth can accommodate that. But I think the problem,
well, if you think about how many places on earth are uninhabitable. Like,
right.
I'm from Canada. A huge portion of landmass is uninhabitable.
Exactly.
You know, the Arctic Circle and, you know, like the upper portion of the Yukon and Northwest Territories. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody motherfucking, you can't break ground up there. You can't make anything out there. Like, it's just like bricks of snow and ice and
I think you're being
Arctic
very selfish. You need to go ahead
and just have a baby.
And have a baby.
She has a baby. Her name is Daisy.
Oh, yeah, that's my little girl.
That doesn't count.
I just sent her to the dog sitters because she's getting on my motherfucking nerves.
Look at that.
We need some time apart.
You're going to be a mean little selfish mama, aren't you?
She's going to be like, look, can you come get this little girl, this baby? I don't want to know more.
No. I would really be like the mom that would be like, find your ass.
Not at 2 months
I
old.
I wish you would embarrass me.
Maybe and that's her talking to her at 2 months old, like, right. By the way.
Maybe the spirit of your unborn children are avoiding you.
I would be like fuck come here, that. Let me love on you, you little motherfucker.
You little fucktard.
Yeah, mama used to call me all type of names.
That's the kind of mom that I would be.
That's crazy.
Okay, well, Cardi B, friend of the show, we love her to death.
Yes.
She's been getting gang threats for apparently dissing the Crips in an IG post.
I have the best joke. Why did the Crip cross the road?
Here we go.
Cuz.
That was so stupid.
Continue on.
So, did you hear that?
I heard it, but I ignored it. I tried to avoid the stupid.
I just had to break the ice with that Crip joke.
Okay.
Continue on.
Okay. Well, so Cardi B put up a picture of herself rocking a blue fur coat while she was in Minneapolis for Super Bowl. First of all, she was wearing some fire Dolce & Gabbana sunglasses. Oh, girl, just
probably got them for free.
Just lay them down and walk away when I see you, please. And so she's wearing this blue fur coat, and her caption said, "I hate wearing flu, but this coat was too poppin." I needed a translation because I don't know gang speak. I sound really ignorant right now, and I don't care. But apparently, the word flu is a way to knock Crip's favorite color, blue, without actually you're using the word.
Right.
So you're originally from California, right?
Pasadena.
So do you know a whole lot about, like, you know, gang culture, Crips, Bloods, like that sort of thing? Okay, so does flu, that's a way to diss Crips and you don't do
it's
it?
It's just stupid.
Are they really doing the blue and red thing still?
Of course.
Yes. So there's neighborhoods I'm wearing blue jeans.
I got banged on by a gay dude. I had a pink shirt on.
Okay.
I can't right now.
What's the name of that
gang? Where set you from?
What's the name of the pink one? Please tell me.
I don't know. But the two.
What is it? The WeHo Mafia? The fuck?
I saw a gay stop sign. It said stop. Now play. Go ahead.
They're going to come for you. LGBT is
going to
come for you.
It's jokes, y'all. Continue.
I think she probably was playing around, or maybe she was serious.
But she's also publicly stated that she's a Blood.
That's just dumb.
That's stupid as hell.
That's just dumb.
Wait, you a Blood now, Cardi?
Okay, so these are some of the comments that she was getting on her page. One comment said, @ I am Cardi B, this will not be accepted. # don't come to L.A. Another one said, now why you gotta do this fuck shit, Cardi? This is literally West Coast suicide. Bitch better get # neutral. Love
seriously,
how we just like throw like, hashtags around. Like that's how we speak. # I'm like, hungry.
So she should take a page out of Snoop's chapter.
Okay.
Snoop, Crip, make America Crip again.
Mm-hmm.
But Snoop is an ambassador now to the point where
he's got a show with
he's
Martha
coaching.
Stewart.
He's coaching these kids.
Yeah.
He's helping these kids get to college. He's, you know, he's evolved. He's transcended the hood life. Mm-hmm. Now he's still hood.
Yeah.
But now he understands that he has more of an impact as a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think she really understands. Maybe she's playing, but she doesn't understand.
What is she, 25 years old?
Right. So she's young.
Yeah.
So she's going to say dumb shit. She should know that the Blood and Crip shit is real shit.
Yeah,
it's very soft territory.
Like, it's real shit. You might be in Brooklyn or New York somewhere, but when you come here, There's generations of motherfuckers who don't get down with that kind of talk.
And mind you, All-Star coming up too.
I was about to say, she's supposed to be here for All-Star. So hopefully that situation.
Watch your mouth, Cardi.
Hopefully the situation works watch itself out. She since removed the post, but I mean, it's kind of looking like the damage was done.
Yeah, we all make stupid decisions. That was one.
I mean, okay, well.
I'm just the blood of Christ. That's what I bang.
Okay, this is gone bad.
It got weird, didn't it?
Yeah, blood of Christ, homie. That's what I bang.
You bang Jesus.
I'm in the army of the Lord.
Yeah. It sounds homosexual.
I got my spiritual.
Yes,
what?
Yeah.
You went there.
You just said you banged Jesus.
I was looking at you funny, too.
Bang. The world knew what I meant. No. The world's going to get you guys. Ha ha.
Yeah,
let's move on.
Okay.
Yes, let's move on quickly.
Geo's six-person army.
He said, I banged Jesus. That's what he said.
I said, I banged on.
It's too late.
I banged Jesus. Yeah,
Jesus is a man.
You know what I mean.
He was a man spirit.
I banged on Jesus. Just continue on.
Okay, well, have you ever posted something like a caption that got you into some hot water?
I did. I kind of went on this rant about how whack some of these, when I was really hot on Vine and like being the original curator of the Instagram skit videos, I just kind of went on a rant on like how some of these Instagram dudes is whack and they not funny and niggas just doing it just to get their follows up, whatever. Mm-hmm. And man, boy, when I tell you, a lot of them Instagram, I didn't say no names, but a lot of them who I guess they thought I was talking about slid in my DMs. I was like, well, I'm just have to say it.
Yeah.
Truth. Niggas is trash these days.
So dudes were sliding in your DMs?
I mean, it just keeps happening.
Yeah.
What the fuck I meant, Melissa Ford?
I don't know if he's promoting it.
There's something about sitting in this chair. It automatically turns you into an asshole.
Right.
Yes. Hi, Jason.
No, but yeah,
He's promoting it.
No. Yeah. Niggas slid in like the Instagram. Most Instagram influencers.
He just leaves himself wide open.
Pause.
It just keep going.
No. Yeah. So that's what happened. I've had that happen.
Okay. Well, that's good. How about you, Zoe?
Come on. Jesus. So much that I can't even remember.
Yeah.
Like, I do it on purpose.
Yeah.
From music to culture to, you know, colorism. I promote everything that will cause people to be like, what the fuck? That's what my show is like.
You're a disruptor.
I have to. I have to disrupt the mediocrity of your thought.
Yeah.
I have to do that.
I wish I was like that.
It's my job.
I'm more of a nurturing, you know, kind of like.
Wait a minute, you're Scorpio.
I know, isn't that weird?
I don't know about the nurturing part.
No,
you nurture your own.
I'm super nurturing. Oh. Whoever I've taken under my wing.
Until.
Bite me.
What's the until part?
Until you reveal that you're not worth my time.
And then.
And then you cease to exist to me.
The dark mistress. Emerges.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about your
Sith
side.
Upside down room right there.
Yeah.
The inside of your heart sometimes can be the upside down room.
What the fuck is an upside down room?
What's that shit called from the, you know what I'm trying to say? What's the shit? Stranger Things? The upside down.
The
inside
Stranger
of your heart
things.
Sometimes is the upside down.
Dude, give me some context, man. It's gotta be. It's gotta be. I gotta protect myself,
what's this,
goddammit.
B2K?
Yeah,
jeez.
This is what it is.
Have you? I know you post some stuff and people have. I see it all the time.
Oh yeah, let's
we
go
talk
there.
Talk about it on the show.
Curve
she
queen.
Coming this motherfucker hot.
Fucktard. Let's do it.
Would you believe these motherfuckers getting on my case about what I fucking? Yeah.
Okay. The first one that comes to mind is it was a throwback
with the man that you had the you had the face mask on.
Yeah.
I forget what it was about though.
I was going off about something. Maybe the cop shootings in Dallas or something like that. Or cultural, I don't know. Whatever. Not that.
Okay.
I posted a picture as throwback Thursday, and it was a picture of me and Denzel Washington. We were at a party.
Oh, shit. And here we go.
See, look, right there.
Okay,
I can't even.
Did Pauletta reach out to you?
Okay, no, we were out the party
we
and what?
We were at a fucking party. We
Pauletta reached out like, listen here, goddammit. I know who he is, girl. Come for mine, I'm coming for yours, goddammit.
I don't want it.
It was too late.
AJ Calloway was right off to the side. He just wasn't in the frame.
Then that doesn't count.
I can imagine.
You were with Denzel.
Yeah. I so was not.
Come on.
You out here fucking up, ain't
it
you?
It was, no.
Denzel tried to get
out. Absolutely
her.
Not. Okay,
so Denzel was about to risk it all, wasn't he?
Okay, what are you doing?
Okay, did he whisper?
Time? Look. See,
did he whisper?
He
whispered.
No.
One whisper.
Real beautiful tonight. Even. I want you to know
would
that.
You shut the fuck up, Gio. You see, this is why I took the picture down.
Did he lean in? Did you hug him?
I want you to know that I can do everything that you need to do for you, okay? I love you.
That was actually pretty good.
I'll see you after the
party.
You
know what? Fuck y'all. I'm not even going to talk about it, okay?
So you started some shit with Denzel's people. Okay, cool.
No. It was people automatically...
Assuming
all kinds of shit. It's a photo. It's a party, and we're talking and laughing.
That's
fine. Was it. And I just told the story behind the picture. And that was it.
And what was the story, by the way?
I was a bartender in Toronto. I was like 21 years old. And
oh, young Denzel days.
And he was in town shooting John Q. And
my son.
Yeah. And
something happened.
No, nothing.
I'm going out on record.
No, nothing happened.
Nah, it's a married man. I don't think so.
No, it was.
But he
did. 21-year-old Melissa Ford?
Okay. I had a boyfriend.
It is safe to say he sprinkled a little of that Denzel on you. That'd be like, bitch, that's Denzel.
Because here's the real question. Mm-hmm. If you're bartending, how do you have time to come from behind the bar?
I didn't come from behind the bar.
Did he come behind the bar?
No. He walked.
Did he come behind the bar?
You guys are funny. He walked up to my bar, and everybody just was stuck on stupid, so nobody was out ordering drinks. They just wanted to hear what he had to say.
Right.
So that was basically it. So I was just kind of...
How did you get to the picture, though?
Huh?
Yes, the picture.
What do you mean? How'd I get to picture?
The picture?
Because years later, I see him in a party, and I'm standing there with AJ, and so I was telling him, I was just like, we met in Toronto. He was just like,
he remembered you, didn't he?
And I was just like, exactly.
Okay, was his hand around your waist?
Not at all. He did not put a hand on me. I didn't put a hand on him.
You guys just
hit you with that lip, though.
If there's anything less than G-rated, then that's what the hell it was. But it's just instantly, because I'm who I am, or I look the way that I look, and it's him. There was the insinuation that there was something tawdry going on. I was like, this is bullshit.
He remembered you. That means something.
Okay, look, I remember you, Miss Ford. Good to see you again.
Lawrence Fishburne, he was on 106 in Park one time. I was there, and he was like, Miss Ford, I have your calendar in my garage. My wife won't let it in the house. I said...
You mean your calendar was breaking up marriages?
It was not breaking
this
up
shit
any
is terrible.
Marriage.
What have you done
you know
in
what,
your life?
No, let me tell this you something, okay? Women should always let their men have a crush.
That's true.
Just give them room to
I
have a
crush. I let my ex have a crush. Her crush is Andre 3000.
You let her have a crush?
She can't. That's a package
too.
Deal.
I allow her
Y'all
to.
Had other
you
got to
date
other
her
than
and
each other
Andre.
Have
yeah. Like we gave each other pass. Like my one person that I would smash if I seen her would have been Eva Mendez or Sade. For her, I was like, yo, if you ever see Andre and he try to get at you, let him. You can get at that. That's your thing. Fulfill that.
Okay. Well, you know, we're gonna spend the next little
bit
of this show talking about relationships since Valentine's Day coming up, and you
it's Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored.
Yeah.
Uncensor yourselves, damn it.
We are uncensored. So since Valentine's Day is coming up, this portion of the show is brought to you by Fab Fit and Fun. So remember that box that I got last
week?
Yes.
How did you enjoy it?
First of all, I was so excited, okay, because I love getting big boxes of stuff. You know what I mean?
Stuff.
Yeah. Right. And so my back has been fucking killing me. Like, I kid you not. Like, look at these cupping marks.
They still there?
Why don't you just get undressed?
Just take it off.
No, it's there's too many buttons.
She almost pulled the string.
I would have.
We won't say anything.
There's too many. Oh, I almost pulled the string. Anyway,
let's break the internet.
Shut up.
Continue. So you got your box.
Goddammit.
So I've been like super sore. So one of the things that came in the box was these soaking salts that you put in the bath and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And that was amazing. There was a pair of really cute earrings. And then there was like this little throw that you can put on you when you're in the, you know, on a plane because it gets super cold. I really liked it. So it makes like a really, really, really dope Valentine's Day gift. Just letting you know, Zoe.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case.
Yeah.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, too, because you can get a subscription. Right. So,
fellas, listen.
Can't wait to get through this
Valentine's
part of the year.
Valentine's Day is coming up, and it's cheap. You get a $200 box for $39.99.
Is that how much it costs?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And you can get $10 off if you use our code UNLOCKED. All right? Mm-hmm. Just go to Fab Fit
FatFitFun.com.
Try and say that five times.
FatFitFun.com. FatFitFun.com.
Stop it right now.
FatFitFun.com. So,
exactly.
Yeah,
use our code. Yeah, use the promo code unlocked and you'll get $10 off your first box of products.
Nice.
And yeah, so I'm excited about that because I still have more stuff in my box.
I wonder if I should send her one.
Send who is
okay,
the...
Okay, so,
here we go.
Here we motherfucking go.
I wonder if I should send her a FatFitFun
okay,
box.
Okay, so hold on. So Gio was in a relationship with this lovely girl named Jennifer. Okay,
she's fucking beautiful as fuck.
She's gorgeous. Way out of his league. Okay? Way the fuck out of his league.
I'm known to keep a bad one.
Anyways.
They just...
Quantity
is
over
there
quality.
Any more room under the bus for this motherfucker?
Jesus. Let me tell you something. I'm known to have a bad one.
Okay. Right. Quantity over quality. That would be your motto. Anyways, okay. So they were together for just over a year.
No. Okay. 2 years.
2 years. My bad. Mm-hmm. And
give me that extra year.
Yes. And so they recently broke up. And Gio has gotten his life together. He's got a shave. His hair is put together now because he was looking fucking homeless.
He was disheveled.
And destitute.
Disheveled.
Yes. He was fucked up in love, like, right. And heartbreak. It was painful.
Mind you, I was shooting a TV show, too, and I couldn't get a haircut.
That's what he said.
But it was majority what she's talking about.
He was a mess. Yeah. It was, and Jason, you know, Jason didn't give a solid fuck. I was, every once in a while.
Solid fuck.
Fucktard and solid fuck.
There we go.
He didn't care, so every once in a while, I'd look over in Gio, and I'd be like, Okay, so... I'm going to read something, though.
Wow.
No,
Melissa. I just need the details.
Melissa, look, Melissa, you cannot read that.
Honey. Okay, so
I had a hard time reading that shit myself.
Let's put this into context. Okay, so Gio is, you know, pleading his case because she really would not have a conversation with him. And so he was like, this is where I get to talk about everything and try to reach her. And so she basically posted a little note on our YouTube page, and
so she watches the show.
No, her friend, who is one of those drama filled girls who loves drama, sends her the clips.
Right, and
that
so
that means she watches.
Yeah, but she doesn't tune in to watch
it. So, anyways,
she doesn't tune out either.
The explanation that Gio gave us, Gio gave us as to why they broke up, she doesn't share that sentiment. So, just to give you some context, Jennifer basically feels that the explanation that Gio gave us as to why their relationship ended is she doesn't share the sentiments. As a matter of fact, she went on our YouTube page. And I'm going to read you what she said.
And laid your ass out. Is that what happened?
Hold on. Giovanni Watson, I hate you. Whoa. I hate you for what you've done. I hate you for all the lies you told. I hate you for the way you've made me look. I hate you for not telling these people the truth. I hate you for using me and all that I've done for you. But mostly I hate you for now causing a wedge between my only brother and I because of the fuck-ass decision you chose to make instead of just leaving me like I asked you to do numerous times. I pray that God allows me to forgive you one day, not for you, but for myself. There's your closure. Emoji. Middle finger.
There's a lot there.
My face hurt
reading
that comment, so I can only imagine how Gio felt. I sympathize with you. I really, truly do, just because, wow, that sucks, man. That shit is public.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I'm not really upset. I mean, when I read the comment, it did hurt. But okay. I want to get some things straight.
Yes, please.
Jennifer is an amazing vessel of a woman. I couldn't ask for a better woman when I had the opportunity to be blessed with her presence. However, Jennifer doesn't really have friends. The two friends that she does affiliate with aren't.
You're not on good terms with.
No, not at all. But these two women are people in her life that I don't think that's adding positive value to her life.
Okay.
I think they're those two. They're the type of people that's there when it's convenient for them to be there because, you know, it was a situation in time where the one person that keeps sending her these clips is a person who abandoned her for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there. mm-hmm. where Jen would cry to. And mm-hmm. I say, babe, you need to make that happen. Make this relationship work again. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she wasn't there. But all of a sudden, now you did, my friend. Now it's you ain't shit. Now, but where was you at a year, for a year? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't think particularly these two women maybe are giving her the, you know what, girl, it's going to be okay. I know what he did is fucked up, mm-hmm. but I also know that man did love you. Mm-hmm. But also, what does. Did you, does, thank mm-hmm. you, does love you. What did you or what didn't you do? It's that, oh, he ain't shit, girl. Fuck mm-hmm. that nigga. Mm-hmm. Trolling me mm-hmm. on my shit, talking mm-hmm. about you fuck you nigga. And like, that's the shit that pisses me off. Mm-hmm. Because I know what I did was not right at mm-hmm. all. Mm-hmm. But also know that I did a lot more good than bad.
Right.
But just under the circumstances of me not feeling wanted, Jennifer, not feeling like I was wanted,
yeah,
I made a mistake.
So, Zoe, the...
It's a lot there.
He's admitted to cheating. It
wasn't, I was going to say, what did you do?
Yeah,
it wasn't never, I'm taking cheating. Advantage or using you. No, never that. Because you know, everybody knows how much I love this woman.
Yeah, he was very vocal about how that's much he loved
Jennifer. That's the part that pisses me off.
Yeah. Right. I gather that the girl that he chose to have relations with might have been a little too close for comfort.
No, no. The girl was a girl. Let me tell you how the world works.
You fuck a satellite?
No, hilarious. I fuck. I
had orbiting the friend.
Listen. I had relationships with a woman. Mm. That fast forward, I was hosting a show. She uninvitedly pops up at the show to surprise me while I'm with my ex's brother. Mm-hmm. I look over. Now my ex's brother is talking to this girl, unbeknownst to him, that I'm fucking this girl. Like twice. Mm. Long story short, they end up talking. They start developing feelings for each other. Mm-hmm. I say, yo, we got to call a meeting between me and the girl. You, what the fuck you doing? You got to cut this shit, fuck shit out. Don't you know this is my girl's brother? Mm-hmm. Well, for the longest, this girl would try to make me leave my girl to be with her. Mm-hmm. I said, yo, I'm not leaving my girl for you. You know what it is. Mm. Fast forward, me and Jen break up. At the time, she doesn't know. Next thing I know, the girl is now dating her brother.
That's crazy.
The girl tells her brother, and a month later, the brother tells Jennifer. Mm. That's how it was. Mm.
So let me just say this really quickly. The quality of your relationship is a direct reflection of how honest you are. Mm. So you were in spin mode because the brother got involved with a woman you were involved with on the side mm-hmm. of your current situation. So when you're in a relationship and those kinds of liaisons are happening, what happens is what I like to call relationship entropy. Mm. Right?
Break it down.
Entropy, right, is, say, the second law of thermodynamics. The longer a system of energy goes on, the more chaos starts to happen, mm-hmm. right? It starts to break down. Relationship entropy is based off of another definition of the same source, because people forget relationships are energy systems. Mm-hmm. So when energy breaks down into chaos, they call that hidden information, right? So in relationship, the hidden information of you cheating with another woman started to break down your current relationship. Mm-hmm. You see, started to put it in a position to where now it's spinning out of control. And now what you're trying to do or tried to do at that time was try to control the situation by saying, let's have this talk because you can't date this person. There was an organic connection between her and the brother. But because you knew you were out of pocket, here you are trying to manage that too, as opposed to being the absolute truth. Let me tell you something. Women know.
Oh, yeah.
When you, listen, this is the key
we know to when pulling we don't, when we
any
don't want to
woman.
Know.
This is the key to confidence. Mm. And that's total acceptance of the truth of who you are. Mm-hmm. And when you present that to a woman, you could fuck up. But if you fuck up in your truth, she's going to accept you.
Give an example.
She might not stay with you, but she's going to accept the fact that he never lied.
That's true.
He never lied.
From a woman's perspective,
yeah.
From a woman's perspective, we hate to be made to feel like a fool.
And that's what I think is killing Jennifer. That's what
Fuck
it is.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's action.
No. Let me bring
it's
it.
It's the fool. It's the embarrassment.
No, it's the action too. Because
I don't
think
it's so much. I think it's the embarrassment of the family, the brother, mom.
It's definitely, yeah. It's definitely a source of humiliation. But let me tell y'all something, okay? Mm. Here's a little secret. Y'all think you guys got big egos? Nothing compared to what women have.
I agree with her.
Women, of course.
Women have enormous egos. We do not. You guys are equipped to deal with rejection. You're supposed to accept that this is part of your, life story. Like, it's what's going to happen.
You saying something powerful here.
Women don't. We can't deal with that. It just literally.
You can or you don't want to.
It compromises our sense of validation.
Maybe the universe sends you a geo,
mm-hmm.
so you can reconcile that.
I've definitely had a motherfucking geo.
Because
God,
I'm
glad those days
yes,
are geo, over.
Yes, geo, you are the example of lying and cheating. But
no,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But, I love you.
But no, this is serious.
Yeah.
When I say that example, what that says is I find that a lot of women.
Mm.
Tend to be more vulnerable to a liar than they are to someone who tells the truth. Hmm. I think women are afraid of men who tell the truth.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
It was a point in the time where I would
to you
keep
I
it.
Love you.
No, it was a point in truth. I would keep it super real. Like, I just want you to know, I used to date her. I used to talk to her because I don't want my girl being an environment laughing and kicking with some girl I used to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Which is good. Yeah. That's protecting her.
So mm-hmm. I don't want to say I lied through the whole. There was a time when she suspected I was cheating. At that time, I wasn't.
Mm. Well, ask yourself the question, why did you cheat? For what purpose?
Because, like, as everybody knows, we went through a year without having sex.
Okay, so we got to stop right there.
Oh, Jesus.
We just got to make a pause right there. Because I've always been so confused by this.
I heard this before.
I have been so confused by this. I don't understand being in a relationship with somebody for a year and you guys don't have
sex. Let me just say this. I don't know how it happened. Let me tell you something. It wasn't always about sex with me, I heard. This is literally my best friend.
Okay, wait, hold on. Just let me preface this by saying this. You guys are too young to go a year without having sex.
Listen. It wasn't about the sex per se because it was my best friend, but... When I started feeling like I wanted her more than me, or I was starting to feel like, okay, am I not turning you on? What is it? She really never gave me a valid answer. One minute it was on my weight. The next it was, well, I think you might be doing something suspicious. I don't trust you. Then it went to some darker shit that could have resulted to the pulling and the redrawing of the sexual drive. But when that year, I wasn't fucking cheating on her for a year. It was like, that's why I retracted those statements earlier about how long did I keep it secret.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably about the last 3 months of that year that I had sexual relationships, I think twice with this woman, which was trash. Mm-hmm. I just did it because I felt wanted.
Mm-hmm.
She made me feel something physically, not spiritually, not emotionally, but... I don't know why. Like, still to this day, I don't know why. There was no communication between me and Jennifer. She never told me how she feels. She never told me what she'd been through.
So they lived together, too.
She never told me the dark past. I never knew what or how or not to say things that would trigger things that you went through in your childhood.
Hey, hold on. All of this is good shit.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't like going through these types of experiences, but they teach you the most about who you are.
Yeah.
So you should embrace these opportunities when they manifest. Triggers.
Mm-hmm.
Triggers can only work on mirrors.
Yeah.
Relationship is a highly reflective mirror where the reflection you're getting from your partner is your personal curriculum. Mm-hmm. This is the shit you got to work on.
Yeah.
But oftentimes we turn that reflection into a source of blame as opposed to claim.
I always tell people, I'm like, understand, how did you contribute to your own misery? Ask that question.
I already know.
So you guys are related in the sense that she's perfect to show you what you need to work on and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Wow, and a lot of times we get caught up on the dissatisfaction and we don't realize I'm dissatisfied with what I'm getting back from my partner, the biofeedback.
I already know what it is.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we turn that into, it's your fault that I'm dissatisfied. But no, she's there to show you this about
yourself.
Number one, you're not 100% honest. Mm-hmm. So that was reflected back to you. Number two, there's a low-key latent control issue with you. Which is why you moved to try to manage the situation, right? Mm-hmm. Right. There's a selfishness and a control issue there too, because the selfish part is, damn, I'm here protecting myself because I'm lying. So now I'm in self-preservation mode.
I was lying,
as opposed to just being vulnerable and open and up. This, you can tell a closed relationship by lack of intimacy.
Well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, I communicated with her, babe, this is how I'm feeling before the sexual things happen. Mm-hmm. This is what I need. This is what I want. Can we try? When I try and you lock your body, now it's like, okay.
Now watch this.
Okay.
Relationship, like any other thing, can't be forced, number one. And number two, you can't teach anybody how to love you. You see what I'm saying? A lot of times we will reduce love to stimulation and consistent behavior.
You don't think that you can teach somebody how to love you?
No.
You can't teach somebody what your expectations are.
Expectations aren't love. Expectations are ideas.
Right.
And ideas are associated with outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
But you can't teach somebody how to love you if they're not, are you saying, if they're not capable of it?
She loved the fuck out of me.
What I'm saying.
We had a great relationship.
But her love is associated to her reality,
mm-hmm.
her experience.
Mm-hmm.
So just as much as you can experience her perspective in the relationship, and she can't experience yours, you can't show her how to love you.
Wow. Yeah.
See, people have turned love into a verb, a set of actions, behaviors.
Mm.
Behavior is a form of communication. That's not love.
Do you think when you go into a relationship that somebody should give you, what's that meme, that they should give you all the baggage to give you the decision if you want to deal with that shit?
No. No. Baggage is curriculum. Mm. People have turned it into baggage because they refuse to unpack it.
Mm. That means deal with it.
Baggage is curriculum.
Yeah.
So if you see somebody walking around with Erykah Badu, a bag lady, that's because she's a hoarder of her issues.
Mm.
And relationship is designed to unravel those issues. And so many people have a Disneyland baby face kind of mentality about intimate relating. But intimate relating is about really going to war with self.
Mm.
It really is. Because I always say when it comes to even just... Yo, you good? Don't die.
I'm about
good.
To die.
I always say when it comes to like the whole, you know, dating process or whatever the case is, relationships and whatnot, you come out of it at the other end and you're like, you know a whole lot about what you do want because you just went through a whole bunch of dating don't wants. You know what I mean? That's what I call them.
Don't wants.
They teach you. They teach you a lot.
To me, that's the most valuable aspect of relationship, is difficulty. Now,
yeah, I agree.
Mind what I'm saying here. When I say difficulty, I don't mean abuse.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But difficulty, being put front and center in front of your limiting beliefs and expectations about relationships. I always say relationship ideas should have a shelf life like produce.
Relationship ideas. Yeah.
Concepts.
Yeah.
Should have a shelf life like produce.
Yeah.
Use that shit now in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just hoard it, it's going to go bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially if you never challenge your beliefs.
Yeah.
Where did these beliefs come from? Did they come from trauma?
Yeah.
That's really important.
Yeah. Where did your beliefs come from?
Exactly.
Have you ever really scrutinize your beliefs and charge them rent for living in your mind? Most people don't do that. Most people have a coping mechanism for some shit that happened in the past, and then they have they build expectations around the coping mechanism, and then they say, these are my relationship standards and principles.
Mm-hmm.
And now the outcome, right, reaching those expectations become paramount. Now you're dating an idea. You're not dating a person. You're dating
That's
an idea.
So funny you said that.
That requires a lot of self-awareness to even be able to process all that information.
That's what it is.
Because she told me, she said, I was attracted and fell in love with you for the man I know you could be.
Then she dated an idea, your potential.
So in actuality, it's not 100% your fault. There's other, there's red flags that pop up. That you. That
How
you,
old are they?
I'm 32.
Mean, he's 32. What was she, 28, 29?
No, she's, I think, 30.
Okay, so 30 is 10 three times. Yeah. You guys are kids. You guys are children.
Exactly. Yeah. But I still, that's what I was saying. That's why I can't get over them living together and not having sex for a year. I'm like, you guys are in your early 30s. Are you kidding me? You just wasted a year of
it's a lot of
not
dark,
fucking
dark
the fuck?
Demon shit involved that I would never go into as far.
But well, you shouldn't, because that's her I'm personal business.
Yeah, exactly. But I do want to say.
Yes. Jennifer, he loves you. That's what he wants to say.
I love the fuck out of you, man.
Yes. Well, get her a subscription to, you know, to...
I wish we could have a face-to-face.
Fab Fit Fun.
Here's the thing.
That might soften, you know, her
resolve. If you love her, you let her go.
And if she comes back, then she belongs to you.
Fuck if she comes back or not.
Okay, well, fuck me then.
If you love her, you let it go. Because let me tell you something. People think stipulations, right? And reaching the benchmark of the expectations that come with the stipulation is a good relationship. No, relationship, and I'm talking about love,
unconditional love,
has nothing to do with your standards. Yeah. Mm. This is why it's so fucking rare.
Right, yeah. I agree.
So if you really love her, you thank her for the experience and you let her go.
Thank you, baby, for the experience. Thank you for being a valued asset to my life. And I love you unconditionally. God bless you.
And we've picked our faces up off the floor. No more fucking depressing shit.
No, it's just, I've got to cover all bases.
No. Zoe took you to church. Zoe took you to church.
Just
you needed that. Just you needed a little bit more healing.
Yes, I do.
Even though you thank God you shaved and cut your hair, because shit was hard to look at.
That's all right. Really... I'm still a snack. I'm still a snack.
You know? This nigga said he was a snack.
Yeah. No, he's a whole bucket
I'm still
of
a snack.
Chicken.
That's all right.
With five sides and shit.
This shit is going bad. You got to stop saying, like, low-key innuendo type.
Hey, man,
snack.
I'm a snack.
What man says that?
Hey, I'm a snack. Goddamn old country buffet snack.
Wow. Anyways.
Wow. Okay.
This ass
y'all some assholes. Fuck both of y'all niggas.
Shit is disrespectful.
Okay, so listen. Valentine's Day. Give our listeners some... suggestions. You know, where should you take your girl? Should you cook for her? What's your best Valentine's Day memory since you've always had
somebody? Don't get this nigga crying.
I say good ideas, fellas. Dude, listen, man. I don't know what type of women you are dating, especially, listen, if you're in L.A., fellas, I feel sorry for you. However, if you are outside of L.A., like back in the Midwest, East Coast, you got a little bit more humility, a humble woman. Mm-hmm. Dude, simple shit. Women like simple shit. Like, I don't know. Go have dinner. Cook dinner if you can cook it. If you can't, order her favorite shit. Like, the littlest shit. Like, I know what I used to do for my ex. I used to just come home with a shitload bag of Flamin' Hots.
How many times you gonna say shit and love and Valentine's Day?
Same way you're gonna say fuck.
He's gonna keep
it. I have been limiting how many times I drop my F-bombs. Thank you very much.
No, fellas, you said it quite a few times.
Yeah, thank you. Fuck
tard is...
That covers all of them.
It's legendary now.
Yes. Fellas, you should hit up your
it's
friends.
Kind of hypocritical
hit up
of
your
you
friends.
Right.
I mean, hit up your girls' friends.
Yeah.
Get them involved with something.
Oh, I don't know about that.
That's
that
dope.
That's dangerous territory right there.
I mean, cause
hit up your girls' friends.
To get them involved with a gift or an idea.
All
your,
right,
nobody
fine.
Knows
okay, fine.
Yeah, the girl better than their friends.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Kind
that's
of.
A good idea. Unless you have a sabotager in the crew.
Yeah. See, women, you have to be very careful. Women really don't like each other for the most part.
Well. That is so not true.
She just
said
it.
That is so not true. But you want to know what I will say.
She just said
it. This is a completely sidebar.
She just kind
of
said it.
Similarity breeds contempt. So if your girlfriend, if you have a circle of girlfriends and you all are like, oh my God, I love this, the same, y'all are in trouble.
Mm.
Diversity is what keeps a group together. You know what I'm saying? Differences. So, me and my best friend, we never like the same food, the same guys, the same clothes, and we've been best friends for 24 years.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
Yeah, we
shit.
Ain't agree on nothing.
Well, fellas, I hope you don't try to listen. Don't break your budget. All right, Melissa, you gonna break somebody's budget?
Nah, son.
It's a damn lie.
I ain't breaking anybody's budget. Listen, let me tell you something, okay? When you're dating, you know, a sanitation worker, when you're dating a fireman, you don't hold them to the standards of when you're dating, I don't know, like a prince.
Sanitation and a fireman. These are
good jobs.
Great jobs.
No, they're wonderful jobs. These are careers.
Okay. Fuck.
But I said I'm not going to hold them to the
upstanding citizens.
Subway worker, somebody that works at Subway.
Subway, not in the subway.
You said a fireman.
Like that.
Okay,
that's
a good sandwich job. Maker.
Jesus Christ. Career. That's okay. A hero.
A baker.
A hero.
Okay. I'm not going to hold.
What the fuck? She's shitting on heroes right now.
No.
If you're dating an engineer or a fire
or a rocket scientist, that's different.
No. Fuck y'all, okay?
She got bad.
No.
She did. She
be
said,
on him, but you be fucking
and
up,
then
too.
And then she said, baker.
Bakers are artisans.
Listen to what I said, y'all.
Have you seen cake?
Would you shut up?
He's a millionaire.
Okay. What I said was I am not holding those guys to the same standards I would hold, say, an African prince to. Okay? African prince can probably put me on a jet and take me to Bora Bora or whatever the case is and lace me with Cartier. Am I going to expect the baker to do that shit? No, so I'm going to have a more simplified idea as to how I would like for him to share Valentine's Day with me. And it could just be a home-cooked meal, flowers. I'm very traditional. I love a long-stem red rose. I do. I love it.
Not like that rose.
Well, we're not. They haven't cut us a check, so I'm not telling you where this came from.
Oh, got
but it's
you.
Cute, huh? Yeah, right.
Gotcha.
Just saying.
That was a Jason move.
Yeah, but I do. I love roses. I hate yellow roses. Those are the only ones I don't like. But I like red. I like peach. I like white.
Melissa used to help me pick out flowers.
I love chocolate. I really actually am very, very simple. Like, look, I'm not wearing any jewelry, so I'm not like, you know, I don't need it.
I like it, but I don't need it. This entire section or segment is what's wrong with relationships.
Why?
Because it's about the gift, right?
Yeah,
it's about gift giving. It's
Christmas in
February. Let me tell you, the greatest gift you can give your partner is presents.
Almost slapped. Come on.
I agree with that.
Most people in relationship today are addicted to stimulation.
Yes. Their phones.
Doing.
Yeah.
We have to be doing.
Yeah.
And I always say, we're human beings.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how to be together.
Just make me feel bad right
we're
now.
We're doers.
Yeah.
And especially during this time of year, women expect their men to be human doers.
Mm. Not human beings.
It's what you do.
Mm.
Do you know how empty and bereft of spiritual meaning and satisfaction most relationships are?
Yes.
That's why doing is so important. I need to be stimulated. Yeah. I need to go somewhere. We need to be doing something. You need to make this day special.
I personally don't feel like that. Just because I just ended a relationship where there wasn't enough presence, not presence.
That's a part of it.
There
too.
Was not
there
enough
you go.
Presence.
I see you, pimp.
Yeah. Now that you say that, I feel bad because I'm just thinking back. You helping me just think about a lot of stuff.
And being it was present.
She would always
turning
say
your phone
the
over
presence,
to where,
presence.
Right.
Like, you know,
babe, you want to go here? No, babe, we just go to a taco truck.
Yeah.
Babe, I don't really got the baby. I don't care. Let's just go
Who
to
cares?
Runyon. So you're right. It was always she would always say the presence. And if I had to leave. Oh man, the look of defeat on her face.
Right. Yeah,
and I think that helped build up too.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're right. Wow.
I think you should do substance building practices.
Yes, fellas.
In relationships.
Presence. Yeah. I mean, just
being there.
One of those things, really quickly. I know you hip to Lake Shrine, right? Lake Shrine, PCH.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Heard of
Lake Shrine?
Yeah, I live.
Go. There, if you're in LA,
find
a place similar to that. You can go to lakeshrine.com to see what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
but go there and meditate with your partner.
Yeah,
right. A lot of people are not meditating together.
No,
praying together.
Well, I mean,
a lot of people are not praying together.
When you think about meditating, you think of it as like a singular kind of like exercise.
But
you can
do it with your partner because your partner is you mirrored.
Yes,
that's why they're in your life.
Come on now.
See, so a lot of people, again, you know, stimulation. Your partner is not your amusement park.
Right.
Your partner is there as a kind of tutor for you. You're in the university of you when you're in a relationship.
Yes, indeed.
And so many people miss that. I always say there's a social aspect to relationship, and then there's the spiritual component. But unfortunately, the spiritual component, which is the educational, self-educational component, takes a back seat to what we're doing tonight.
Man.
Where we going? I don't fuck with none of this shit.
Yeah.
I wish I could have a reset button.
Did I shit on Valentine's Day? Okay, cool. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
No, but I think our audience needs to hear that. It would make a lot of people think, like, you know what? He's right.
Let's just be. Yeah, no, I can say for certain that there's a lot of people out there who probably feel like Valentine's Day and whatever gift you receive is a source of validation that your relationship is meant to be. And it really...
It isn't.
That's true.
How many gifts have women received under duress? Meaning, fuck, it's Valentine's. I got to get her something. I can't come home with nothing. Come on. How many guys and women have received those? Oh, thank you. So thoughtful. The energy wrapped on that shit is fuck, just in time. Come on. This is bullshit.
I don't know. I can't speak for those women.
Do you know the history of the De Beers Diamond Company?
They're corrupt.
The history of the De Beers Diamond Company is simple.
Okay.
Basically, some rich, wealthy Jewish folk went to South Africa and just said, hey, these sparkly things, let's make them valuable.
Mm-hmm.
The Africans was walking by and didn't give a fuck.
Right.
So they created an entire, you can look this up.
They created the perception of value of the diamonds.
That's it.
Yes.
We're going to make these shits valuable.
And they family
And now marriages, Valentine's, all that shit is centered around the diamond industry, which technically, unless you're an engineer using these motherfuckers for lasers, carving shit, they have no value. But we made them have value just based off of what they are.
Wow.
Sparkly.
Yeah.
Well, fuck it. Let's sell them for $40,000.
$2-3 million.
That's unbelievable.
You see the pressure?
Yeah.
I don't wear jewelry at all, so I'm cool.
Well,
I like that.
Your woman, though.
Yeah.
I would lace her with a rock.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Yeah. So is my aunt. Never mind.
Africans are kicking them.
Africans are kicking
Get this shit out of my head. What is this?
Diamond and a big dick. I said that out loud. Sorry.
I've got one of the two.
I got one of the two, too.
Which one? I think it's ladies the always second say, one.
I don't know.
All right. Well, okay. Well. So you guys have given all the advice to our listeners as to what they should do for Valentine's Day, right? That's all you got?
Yeah.
You got a sermon in you. That's what we got was a sermon we got brought to church.
I was a student today.
You were a student today.
We were a good student. Yeah? The whole audience was.
Yeah. Okay, well, I told them to go get Fab Fit Fun and Blue Apron.
Yes, you did.
That sounds good to me.
Can I promote my book?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Yes, so
listen, man. You got to get this book. I think I'm gonna give you this copy.
Please do.
Please.
He's got some time on his hands.
This book is called "The Relationship Dismount: How to Stick the Landing When Exiting a Toxic Relationship." You need this.
Yeah, you
12
do.
Chapters. At the end of every chapter, there are exercises, right? Listen, it's a breakup, wake up, and makeup book.
I would love to.
This is going to walk you through your situation. I think you...
Show the camera. Show them, man.
This is it right here. The Relationship Dismount, How to Stick the Landing When Exiting a Toxic Relationship. I'm going to give you that.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much, man.
Absolutely. I just dropped a CD.
Oh,
with Dr. Alan Berger, clinical psychiatrist. We did a CD called Love Matters Revealed.
Okay, what's it about?
Basically, we walk you through the relationship process. Unrealistic expectations, loving at close range, making changes at close range, observing oneself, observing one's flaws, being accountable, not blaming, learning how to claim, and then at the end, how to dismount properly. Now, you know, CD Baby has the digital downloads, but you can get the physical copy from my website, iamzoe.com. ZoeWilliams.com.
And Zoe has spoken. All right, awesome.
Get into this picture before we leave. He looked like the coolest thing on this side of the Mississippi.
Hey, when I clean up, I clean up for real. You understand? I clean up for real.
I got some new I got some Miles Davis I can send you. I just discovered this new album, and that picture just looks like you'd be listening to him or something like that. Yeah.
He's Gemini, as am I.
May 28th, really? So is my daughter.
May
23rd. You're a Gemini?
Yes.
We have to have a conversation after that. I started seeing a Gemini. And
Can you just see your ass single for a minute? Just be to yourself.
I've been single for a fucking long time. Fuck you.
You've been single for 2 months.
I'll just say this.
And then before that?
2 days.
I'll just say this about the Gemini-Scorpio connection.
Please tell me.
The connection is crazy. It's going to be some fucking going on. It's crazy. It's a crazy.
The middle finger like that.
It's a crazy connection, but I'm just going to say, don't put your hooks in them.
What do you mean?
Clingy? He's going to take you deeper than you've ever been taken because Scorpio women are stimulated by intellect.
Yes.
So he's going to take you deep. You're going to feel deep. He's going to fuck deep. And here's the problem, though. Here's the problem.
What?
The Scorpio likes to close the doors around you.
You can't hang
right
with him.
When it's right, they like to shut it off. Like, okay, this is us. Mine. This is our little universe. No. He needs a front door, back door, side door, window.
Back door. I don't
back
door.
He needs keys. He needs all that. He needs to be able to come and go freely.
I don't do back door.
On that note,
do back door ever.
Melissa.
No.
Well, he's going to get you there.
Fuck that.
And you're going to love it.
Exit.
And you're going to go crazy. I'm telling you what's happening. I'm going to check back in. I'm going to check back in a few months. She going to be Pookie from motherfucking New Jack City. He be calling me. This nigga be calling me. I'm telling you, she going to be wild for him.
Okay. Yeah, we'll check back in a little bit.
I'm just telling you.
Okay.
Take your hooks out. Don't put your hooks in. Scorpio, or you guys have a hook?
Yes.
Don't put your
hook. I like to create my own little universe.
No.
I really do. No. It's just me and you.
Freedom. Flow. Flow.
Oh, don't go. Don't go. Stay with me. It's warm.
Yeah. I miss hearing shit like that.
Oh my God.
I miss hearing shit like that.
If you don't stop simping, goddammit. Don't you say nothing else simping on this motherfucker.
I'll leave it.
Shit.
All right. Thank you, guys. That's all for now. Bye, everybody.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.